Authority of Experience by Dr. Sister Pyle. Anxiety and anxiety disorders have become the most feared situation in the world today. Pre-COVID-19, people would come and request to be taught meditation because they are so stressed out. Nowadays, the level of stress has changed dramatically. No doubt fear of the future is due to fear of not knowing what is going to happen in the world, and more important, what will happen to me. This uncertainty or fear or concern, though relevant, is not working in one's favor. In one of the recent Murli's, in brackets, version of God, God says, "Worry is a waste of time and energy." This point really touched me. When I am in a difficult situation, either I can resolve it, so there is no need to worry. If I cannot, then I can seek appropriate help. Then again, I need not worry, but be concerned and take a more positive approach to find a solution to resolve that situation. I have found myself in such situations many times. The immediate response of flight and fight mode is to worry, but I have realized the inaccuracy of this approach. One very important point that helps me to swiftly change my pattern of thinking is reminding myself of the blessings that I am a victorious soul and begin to invoke such positivity that I have to become victorious. In doing so, I often overcome the situation and realize it is God's help. There have been situations where someone suddenly appeared or made a surprise phone call, which turned out to be the right person at the right time, according to the situation. Upon further reflection and meditation, I realized that, as a soul, a child of God, I have all the virtues and powers inherent within, and it is my choice whether to tap into these resources, according to the time of need. However, due to our own carelessness, we tend to become influenced in the first instance. We forget that our spiritual accumulations over the years of study are for the challenging times that we go through. We are often reminded by God that in order to gain victory, we need to have a clear and clean intellect, which is not polluted by negativity or gossip or any form of waste. Because this interferes with my state of mind, my thinking, my reasoning, and ultimately my decisions. COVID-19, which lasted for 2 years, was a unique situation. Thousands have lost their lives, and almost every one of us has lost someone who was dear and near to us. However, great lessons also can be learned from this pandemic. We at the Brahma Kumaris are reminded that incidents can happen suddenly, and we need to be prepared. So, COVID-19 was no surprise, but rather a preparation of how ready I am, how detached I am. We are taught that the soul is eternal and does not die, yet we fear death, and this is the main reason for panic or anxiety. Sometimes in the worst of situations, we have to keep a brave face in order to move ahead. If not, I can get stuck and fall victim. I have found that meditation and reflection on my past successes give me tremendous strength. I remind myself of the many great moments and people whom I have met on my path and get inspired. In other words, I learn from the past in order to keep a positive present and thus keep my chances high for the future to be pleasant. Another thing that I have learned is that I am not alone in terms of obstacles, problems, etc. We are all in the same small world, now termed a global village, and are therefore faced with similar issues. Every person is grinding their own ingredients, which they hesitate to share with others, for fear of public opinion. I have found that trusting the wisdom of seniors and elders is very helpful to change my anxiety into success. It's said, if you want to know what lies ahead, ask those who are returning. This has brought out the best in me, including humility, and helped me build positive relationships. These relationships not only sustain me, but I feel very confident about the way ahead and therefore reduce the risk of anxiety, waste thinking, and wastage of time and useful resources. Positive relationships and the company of wisdom seekers are like the paddles to row the boat in turbulent waters with sharks until I reach calmer waters and safety. I cannot give up, quit, or think of hopelessness. We often tell children that their future lies in their foundation of learning. For us grown-ups, I would say that our success lies in our ability to go within and tap into our inner resources or experiences, as beloved Godfather Shiva often reminds us in the Murlis, being the authority of experience. I have found that in every situation that confronts me, my learnings from the Brahma Kumaris and Raja Yoga meditation, which I have been practicing for over 40 years, have made me a better and happier person. I am grateful beyond words. A beautiful article by Dr. Sister Pyle, the director of Brahma Kumaris Raja Yoga Center, St. John's, Antigua and Barbuda.